Hi, my name is Teal, and I'm your host for the SweatNet The Amazing Podcast, where we share stories of amazing women who live in our communities. My hope is that you will feel encouraged and inspired after listening to each episode. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Be Amazing Podcast hosted here on SweatNet. I'm so glad you've joined me today. Today is Women's International Day. So we are celebrating women, and I'm excited to share a new podcast episode. It's perfect timing. But there are two things I want to make sure that you know about if you don't know already. One, Strong Camp Charlotte, which is put on by Strong Fitness Magazine, is coming here to Charlotte May 22nd and 23rd. You don't want to miss this. It is 2 days of workouts and seminars. But more than anything, it's connection. It's about coming together and really supporting each other, celebrating each other, and just like having a get together. I don't know about y'all, but I'm so ready for this. You can go to strongcamp.com and register there, or you can go to my IG at itsealsmart. Click on the link tree. It's right there, and you can register today. Again, you don't want to miss this. And the second one, make sure you have saved the date, October 15th and 16th, again, here in Charlotte. Women's Weekend. It's Be Amazing Weekend. It's all about coming together. We're going to have a Be Amazing 5K. We're going to have the Miss Be Amazing Bikini Competition. We're going to have the Be Amazing Showcase. We're going to have the Be Amazing Gala, which is a total celebration. And it's just going to be an amazing time again for us to come together, to celebrate each other, to celebrate achievements, to support one another. Our registration will be opening here soon. So again, go ahead and visit the website and drop your email. And that's beamazingweekend.com. Make sure you drop your email so you get the latest updates and you know exactly when registration is opening. So I hope that you'll join us for that. Okay, today's guest is Grace Gallagher, an entrepreneur, lover of all things fitness, and a new mom to a baby boy. Grace is a former athlete. She's played soccer all growing up and has been a swimmer throughout high school and college. Once she entered the corporate world, fitness definitely took a back seat until she and her husband relocated to Charlotte from Chicago. She didn't know anyone, so she turned back to fitness as a way to seek personal connections here in her new city. When she could not find a central resource for highlighting all of the diverse fitness offerings Charlotte had, she began creating her blog. After visiting and blogging about more than 100 different fitness studios throughout the city, she decided to create SweatNet. Okay, so what is SweatNet? SweatNet is a community of fitness lovers, newcomers to Charlotte, and now 12 other cities, with additional cities coming on board in the next few months. SweatNet hosts events every month that are free to members, and they offer discounts at almost every fitness studio in town. You can check them out at sweatnet.com for more information on becoming a member, or if you have a studio that you want to connect as well, it's a great opportunity. Now, get ready for an incredible conversation with Grace. Learn about her, get some great advice about finding life, work, health balance by giving yourself grace and asking others for what you need. Welcome to the show, Grace. I'm so glad to have you on. We've got so many fun things to talk about. But before we get into all the things that you're into and everything you're doing, tell us a little bit about who you are.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much, Teal, for having me. I'm excited. I think I'm nervous, but we're going to work through that. Let's see. My name is Grace Gallagher. Grace is actually my middle name. Aiko is my first name, but nobody ever called me that growing up, except for my grandparents. So Grace is kind of what's stuck, and that's what I go by. So I'm 30 years old. I'm a native from Chicago and ended up in Charlotte because my now husband, we went in Chicago and then he was based out of Charlotte. And then we just said, let's try Charlotte. And I've been here for the last 5 years. So that's how I ended up here. I am one of the founders and owners of SweatNet, and I'm a new mom. Yeah, that's a little bit about me.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot in that little bit. Okay, so what is your first name?
My first name is Aiko, A-I-K-O.
Where did that come from?
My mom is Japanese. My grandfather was born in the internment camps in Colorado. And then my grandmother, her father was the prime minister in Japan right before the war. So she immigrated to the States right before the war, and then they met in Chicago. And so it's Japanese. It means like a blue flower. It's like a specific shade of blue. And yeah, they're pretty much my grandparents are the only ones that really ever called me Aiko. So.
Wow. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
I'm always fascinated by that. Like you're, well, when names are so unique that way, and then you just stuck with Grace because that's just what everybody just started calling you that.
That's what everybody like in sports, in school, it was always Grace. And yeah, this is kind of what stuck. Like Aiko was kind of at home, and then like colloquially with like my parents, it was always like Grace or Gracie. And so.
Yeah, that's really cool. Well, thank you for sharing the history of that. That's kind of neat.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Kind of fun.
Yeah, it is kind of fun. Okay, so talking about, you just mentioned sports. I know you played sports growing up. Is there a specific one that you gravitated towards?
Oh, well, I tried to do every sport there was. I would say I was probably only good at two of them. I actually tried out for the basketball team, made it for like the first week of tryouts, and then they kicked me off the team because I was so not good. My coordination on land is really horrible. But that said, I did do soccer and swimming. I probably played soccer for like 11 or 12 years. And then when I got to high school, I did soccer and swimming all the way through. And then when I got to high school, it became swimming only. And then I just swam all the way through college. So swimming is really what stuck. Although I did try and become a diver, and that also didn't work.
That's interesting though, because like it's funny, I've run across more swimmers probably this year, or people that swam in college, and I'm like, this is so fascinating because I didn't really know that many people growing up in the sport, but now it's like it's common to know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was totally my world, so that's honestly like all I knew. It took up so much time before school, after school. And I'm honestly probably so grateful for it. I probably wouldn't have gotten into a lot more trouble if I didn't have swimming to keep me kind of like on the straight and narrow. But yeah, no, it was really fun. That's Get to meet awesome. A lot of people and travel a lot of places. So
right on. So now you're out of college. And so what in fitness, what was that like for you? Like, what did you do? Because swimming's over. So did you keep swimming or did you move, you know, to a different type of fitness?
Oh, I feel like that's one of those tough ones. Like the collegiate athlete, especially if you're a sport, if there really isn't like a pro or a traditional pro option, finding yourself again, like who are you? What's your identity is one of those like challenging things. And I bounced around, like movement has always been the way that I keep my sanity, like whether it's running, I probably done every single type of group fitness class there is. But it's just something that like, I know that I need when I'm crabby, even like my husband or my family, they'd be like, get out, like, go outside, go for a run. Like can't talk to you until you go do something.
I can totally relate to that. That's exactly how I am. I am cranky. You need to go work out.
Right. I either need to work out or I need to eat something. It's pretty simple.
Yes.
It's kind of like my kid, which is grateful. I'm grateful for as well. But yeah, no, finding myself post-college, I really tried everything. I was, from a work standpoint, I got into event planning, and I was also working for a mechanical contracting company as a project manager, and like really dove headfirst into like that corporate wellness world where as far as like time for yourself and time for fitness, like really wasn't automatically built into my schedule. That was a big adjustment as well. I was just so used to having my life programmed around fitness, to then have to pencil it in myself was tough. And then to stick to that. I mean, I feel like as an athlete, you live for those days where your coach is like, cool, practice is canceled. You're like, yes, I'm going to do nothing. I'm going to sit on my couch.
Yeah, when it's left up to you to schedule it.
Right. I'm like, wait a minute.
You don't have anybody to report to or telling you like practice is at 6 a.m. and then come back at 5. Like, no, it's up to you where you put it.
Right. Like, and you just used to like revel in not having to do it. And so then it was like, wait, now I'm going to revel in doing it. So now I just need to like flip my mindset and self-motivate. So that's honestly where group fitness really came in for me. And it was just a game changer. Swimming's kind of like an independent team sport. Like you compete, each race is your own, but then you score points as a team. So I'd never really gotten into group fitness or yoga or really anything until post-college. And then at that point I was just like, screw it, I'll try anything. And so literally everything under the sun in Chicago. And I never really found like any one thing that I was just like hooked on. I got really heavy into running while I was in Chicago. And then when I moved to Charlotte, I was kind of a snob and I was like, oh, it's a smaller city. Like, how could they have fitness options? Blah, blah, blah. Really rude and narrow-minded. But I didn't have any friends, and movement was really the only way I knew how to make friends, find friends. So I just started going and looking for places to go. I think one of the first places I went was Aerial Fitness, and then Metabolic, and this like personal training gym off Independence. And I just started going to these places and then coming home and telling Tom about it and then writing about it and kind of like blogging, I guess. Like my first like 2 months in Charlotte, Tom and I were just like couch potatoes, and we binge watched like every season of Doctor Who. I was really a jock growing up, so I really never got into TV. And then I met Tom and we just nerded out on on Doctor Who. But if you haven't watched it, all the seasons are great. I think, yeah, we just didn't get to the most recent one, but otherwise, if you need a bender, that's a really long.
That's a good one. Okay, so you're blogging and you're going and doing these classes in an effort to make friends and kind of build community now that you're here in Charlotte. How did this all of a sudden turn into a business, which is now SweatNet?
I guess, honestly, it stemmed from this blog. I started making Tom come with me to these workouts because I was tired of going by myself and hadn't quite gotten brave enough to like reach out to people and go with them type thing. But we would go, he would take photos, I'd blog about it. And really it just started as a blog. And then from there, we went to like over 100 places in that first year. And I started working at Lululemon part-time. It was like a holiday gig while I was like looking for a real job. And then, we just met so many people and so many businesses. And when I first moved here, I basically heard about like three gyms and that those were like the three gyms that everybody should go to. And it blew my mind that there were so many more opportunities to work out. And so where I couldn't find a resource when I was looking for what was in Charlotte, I just brainstormed with Tom and we were like, cool, let's put one together. So that first whole year we were called Sweat and Sweets. And the plan was we were going to cover food and fitness, but really it just ended up covering fitness. And Tom would always joke that I was a sweat and he was a sweet. So if you wanted somebody to be nice to you, you'd reach out to Tom. And then if you wanted to work out with somebody, you'd reach out to me. And then from there, we were just like, gosh, how do we bring this to more people and get and grow the fitness community here in Charlotte and get people more involved and connected? And so we rebranded. I mean, you know the story. We met Aaron, who's Queen City Sweat, and we just pulled all this together and kind of continued to grow it into what it is today. And honestly, we do events, we do marketing, we do corporate wellness. It's really just a cool effort locally, and we've expanded outwardly across the country.
Yeah. So how many cities are you officially in right now?
We are currently in, there's 12 formally launched, and then there's 16 that are in like the early stages that should be launched at the beginning, like in the next few months. And it's honestly been like pretty rapid growth. We turned three in February officially. And so, and then obviously 2020 was a pandemic, and that was.
That's its own story.
Yes.
This is so amazing, like how you guys have grown and developed and what it has really turned into. And I've been fortunate to work with you all, and it's been awesome.
Thank you.
And it's awesome to see what you're doing for the community. And it's so cool to see all the different places people can go work out, because you're right. Charlotte's full of like hidden gems, is all I know how to put
it. Truly.
Right?
Truly.
And you guys have been uncovering those and giving them an opportunity to shine. So it's been really, really cool to watch it evolve.
And that's honestly like one of my favorite parts about SweatNet. Like, I just love being able to see who's in fitness. I mean, I think there's something for everybody, where like I grew up my whole life working out, moving, like in any way type thing. I really enjoy it. my husband literally was a professional video gamer and doesn't do fitness. Like,
didn't do fitness. That's just not his jam. That's not his jam.
No. And like getting him to go to a gym with me was like a hard no, like an absolute, like borderline, like a deal breaker. Well, actually, I'm not sure if that was my fault or his fault, because gym time was also like me time. So we tried to go to the gym a few times and he was like, what do I do with this? What do I do with this? I was like, oh my God, stop talking to me.
Right, this is not going to work.
Yeah, right. Like in the most supportive, I really want you to enjoy fitness and like it, but I'm not going to be the one that's going to be able to teach you to like it.
Go to one of the classes.
Yeah. Go talk to somebody else. I love you. Goodbye.
Yeah. Oh, that's so awesome. Well, I think it's been really cool to watch you guys expand and grow, and then know that you're going to continue on is awesome. But I know, like you just said, with 2020 was a year of pivot for everyone. Gyms, especially, and in North Carolina, you know, for as long as they were shut down, and you guys kept going, and there were things that you did to help the gyms, which was like you would stream classes. And I know that you all continue to do the work on their behalf. And that was like awesome to see. For you personally, you had something new happen in your life, which you said earlier, you're a mom. So tell us a little bit about like, how has that been for you being a new mom? You're an entrepreneur, you're in year three, like it's COVID, like just all the craziness going on and how you balanced it.
COVID, man, that is a wild year. As far as being a mom, I'm really grateful. Honestly, like COVID was great timing for the most part. Like the silver lining is I've been able to spend so much time with my kid, and he's like the absolute best. I've never been a kid person, let alone a baby person. People are like, hold my kid. I'm like, ooh, no, thank you. So I'm really glad that I ended up liking this one. He's mine, you know? Thank goodness that happened.
Yes, and you're a boy mom, and boy moms are so cool.
Yes.
All moms are cool, but I just say that. I'm biased. I only have one. He's and my son. I love him.
So. He for sure makes me way cooler. But yeah, I mean, I think it's just been a wild year. And so being able to have that extra time with him was great. I had him at the end of May. And so normally when we would be ramping up heavily for like event season, right? Summer in Charlotte and everybody's outside wants to do stuff. Obviously we were shut down. And so it was just like this interesting shift, right? As far as being a new mom, I had all these new responsibilities, like somebody that literally depended on me night and day to stay alive, as well as like a business that was in the throes of completely figuring out what they were now going to be doing, right? Like our business model is like, a lot, especially in the summer, is event space. And so where we couldn't offer that because people couldn't group together, I think it was, but it used to be like groups of 10 or something. Mm-hmm. It was wild, right?
Yeah, I was crazy. Like even thinking back, and I mean, even now, like we're still not able to get together like we want and all of that, but like to look where it was probably the year prior where it was like huge groups.
Yes. Yeah, we would have like events with 300 people at them. And nobody would bat an eye and just be cool. And everybody was hugging. Oh my gosh. I remember before the shutdown, like we had International Women's Day was like our last big event before COVID hit Charlotte. And there was like two groups of 100 plus women. Everybody was like hugging and crying and just like being there for each other. And it was like the next week, everybody was like, nope, city shut down. No more groups. Don't touch people. COVID's real. And I honestly, I'm blown away that even like what, 9 months, almost a, yeah, 9 months later, mm-hmm. we're like still in the throes of this.
Yeah.
So Tom was like, I think Tom called it. He was like back in February or January. He's like, I think this is going to be a real thing. And I was like, yeah, okay, sure. I was right, like, I'll give it like a couple days, like a sick day or like a snow day, whatever. And then in February or March, he was like, I'm going to give it like 3 months. And I was like, all right, I might give you a week. And then I don't know, by the time we got to like having our kid, he was like, yeah, no, we're in this for the long haul. It's just, yeah, it's been a wild, crazy year.
But it really has. There's been so much that's happened. And then it's good to see like good things, like you having a son and like you said, being able to look at the good side of that and spending time with him. If you had any advice to share with a new mom right now who's trying to balance her work life, home life, and still get fitness in. What are you, like, what would you say, or how are you handling that yourself?
That's a day-by-day question for sure. There's definitely days where I feel like I'm covering it all. I'm like, great, I crushed the work side, I crushed the mom side. My kids got a new skill. Like, we're doing all the things. I even got a workout in. And then there's definitely days where it's like, it blows my mind, but sometimes like I won't be able to like accomplish anything on my list. And so I think really just having grace for yourself. I mean, I feel like it's oversaid, but it couldn't be more true. It's having space for yourself and grace. Like each day is going to look different, and what you accomplish is going to look different, and how much you accomplish in a day looks different than what it was before. But I think having a kid too is just so much of an accomplishment in itself, right? I mean, it took 9 months to make the thing. 10 months, if you're really counting. I don't know how doctors get it down to 9, but in one of those months, I really sat down with all the weeks and I was like, this doesn't add up. It's definitely longer. But yeah, just have grace for yourself, especially in a pandemic. It takes time and it's going to be so different. And just take as much help as you can get. Ask for it. Definitely ask for it. If anything, Tom has been like so helpful, and just on the days I'm just like, I just need like 20 minutes to go outside. Just leave me alone. Like, take the kid. I need to just like get out. Yeah, it's just helpful. Ask for what you need and give yourself grace.
Yeah, I think those are two keys. It's so well said. Like, I think, you know, just like you were talking about, like, showing yourself grace and compassion. That's a huge thing that we all, like, being a new mom or not being a new mom, like, or, you know, maybe you don't have kids yet, still allowing yourself, like, being compassionate towards yourself as a person is really important. And taking that time out when you need it.
Definitely.
And then definitely ask. Like, you don't get what you don't ask for. And I think as women, a lot of times you try to like say, I can do it all. I got it all. I can carry it all. I don't need you. Like, I got this. You know, I'm superwoman. I got this.
Definitely. I mean, I'm definitely so guilty of that. Like, my mindset has always just been, I'll do it myself. You know, like I'm stronger, better on my own. And I really realized like in my relationship and having a kid and running a business, like the people that support you are really the people that make you stronger, and they push you to grow and develop. And I honestly wouldn't be where I'm at personally without Tom. My company wouldn't be where it is without everybody that's been along for the journey, like Amanda, Raina, Jenna, Erin, Tom, like everybody that's helped push this forward to be what it is. I'm really grateful for, honestly, especially even my mom. She's nuts. I love her to pieces and we're super close, but she ended up essentially moving down here. She came down right before Augie was born and then didn't leave. And she was here through December.
Wow.
So she put her whole life on pause to really just hang out with the baby and just really having that help and asking for it. Like, I just need you to do the dishes and just simple things like to take off a little from your plate so that you can have the space to do something else is critical. And that's so helpful.
Huge. Yeah, that's huge. And the fact that you acknowledge that that might be something you struggle with, so you just do it, like, just by asking for, you know, simple things, like do the dishes, like,
yeah, start
little
somewhere.
Things. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's so much more fun. Like when you can share your life and your, like, your victories and your challenges with other people and the people that are closest to you, they're just that much sweeter and that much easier to navigate, and definitely shifted my mindset. I really spent most of my 20s thinking doing it by myself was the way to go. And there's just been a lot of life events over the last like 5 years, 3 years, that it's so much better when you just, it's not a weakness, just like ask for the help that you need. And even if you don't know what it is, like ask somebody, like, I need help. I don't know what it is. Help me figure it out. It's really worth it and rewarding.
Yeah. To me, everything's better together. I just, I'm such a team person and such a, like, all about collaboration, same thing. Like, you just need people. And I think that's probably what the hardest thing has been over the past year is you've had to find different ways to connect with people so that you still have that. Cause before, we were in big groups. So it was easy. You just go to an event, you go to a meeting, and it's easy to connect and feel that community. But it's been tough not to be able to do that in the setting that we're all familiar with. Right. So now it's like this new setting.
Yeah. I mean, I used to literally dread Zoom calls, phone calls. It's always just like, let's just grab a coffee. And I'd have like 100 coffee dates in a week. And honestly, I loved it. I loved getting to know people that way and spending time with people and just having to pivot and be like, yeah, Zoom or Google Meets or like, great, I guess we'll have on a phone call. Like, that's the norm. I can't wait to go back to an event and like hug somebody.
The hugging thing is really like, I miss that.
Truly.
Because right now it's like, if you see somebody, it's like, do I elbow bump you? Do
like,
I
like, what?
Yeah. There's like so much of that, but it's that connection, that human connection. I truly miss that.
Yes. I mean, and that's what I got so much from our events, from group fitness, just in general, just like going into all of these studios. Like, that's what I love about the community behind fitness. People are just like there for each other and supportive. And it's just about finding what works for you. But yeah, man, I miss that. I miss that motivation that comes like scheduling a class and then like the 20 other people or 15 other people that are in class with you, holding you accountable. Like, you have to show up, be there in it with them. Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to being out of this.
Yeah, I know too. The vibe, having just that vibe, just energetic vibe that comes with being around people.
Yes. Just like gives you chills. Mm-hmm. Oh, I miss it. Can't wait.
Yeah, me too. All right. Well, later. We're already talking about workouts and all of that. I want to ask you personally, what is your one song you have to have on your playlist to get in the best workout ever?
Oh gosh. Honestly, it's been so long since, like, when I was swimming, it was, T.I. and 50 Cent.
Okay.
Those were like my like go-tos, yes, for sure. And now I honestly like bounce around. Like, I love Cardi B. I love Lizzo. I just took a yoga class with Nishe yesterday and she played some song. I can't remember what it was. And honestly, like, I just love music. Like, I love the beat of it. I really don't listen to the words. So when it does get a little raunchy and I'm just like humming it or singing it, and Tom's like, what are you saying? Like, I just like the beat, it's really good. But yeah, no, my music choice mixes it up all the time. I don't have like any one specific that like guarantees a good workout. It's kind of just, honestly, it's the vibe of the people. It's kind of just what I'm feeling, and as long as there's a beat to it.
Right on. Do you have a favorite thing that you're doing right now? Like, you said you took yoga, but is there like a certain type of movement that you love most?
I don't think there is a certain type of movement that I love most. I'm really ADD, so I totally go through like phases of stuff. And honestly, while post baby, I really haven't worked out. Like, I kind of just was like in this survival mentality of like, all right, well, I gotta figure out what's going on. And like prior to having Augie, I really was like heavily into yoga, like loved doing yoga, did it all the time. And then got pregnant by like month two, couldn't stand yoga, like didn't have the patience to sit through it, like didn't enjoy it, didn't feel good. And so then I just really enjoyed, I went back to swimming, which when I graduated school, I stopped swimming basically just never got in the water. I was so grossed out by pools. I can't believe I spent that much time in them.
So did you fall back in love with swimming then during your pregnancy? Is that what?
I did. I really did. And that was honestly just like the greatest thing. And then obviously until COVID hit and then all the pools closed, I was like, okay, cool. I've got two more months of fitness and before this kid pops out, and now I really don't know what I'm going to do. But I think right now I'm actually really enjoying like boot camp-esque and like circuit training, which is something that I've never really appreciated before. I mean, like, kind of enjoy, but it wasn't really my go-to. Like, I'd pretty much pick almost anything else over that. Other than a dance class. Dance classes give me a lot of anxiety as well. I'm really not coordinated on land. But every once in a while, you can get me in one, and you're definitely in for a good laugh if you catch me there. But
that's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It's boot camp right now. Boot camp and circuit training. That's what I'm enjoying.
No, those are both great. And it's funny. I've been that way my whole life. Like, I'll go through seasons and I'll be like all about one activity. And then I'm like, okay, I'm done with that. Next, what's next? What am I going to do next? Because I'm the same way. ADD completely when it comes to like movement. And I do what feels good. Like, whatever.
Totally.
Yeah, because I think your body just like, I feel like you go through those changes. Like, you know, for a while it was hot yoga, you know, push through that. And then it was running. And then I started swimming. And then it's back to my regular functional training. So same thing that you say.
You just like move through it. Yeah. And I went through like a cycling phase, and yeah, I guess bar would be my other like challenging one. That's like one that I really have to convince myself for, because that small movement, I just don't get that gratification of like pulsing. I'd rather just do like one big movement, really heavy, and then we'll call it a day.
Slam a ball, jump on a box.
Get on with it and be done.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's, I told Samantha that I would come take her bar class. I'm like, I will come take your class. I will do that. I haven't done it yet, but I will do that. I told her I would do that.
The music, honestly, it makes a big difference up at Neighborhood Bar. I'll give her that for sure.
Yeah. But to me, music does. Music, and I was talking to Allison, who's a big-time hip-hop dance instructor here in Charlotte, and we were laughing. I was talking to her, and we were talking about music and how music is like, it makes it or breaks it.
100%.
For all classes.
Yes. Yes. I can definitely get through a class if there's great music, regardless of what it was. That was honestly like how I fell in love with cycling. I think we went to like one of Robert Jennings' classes, and he played like the first three songs he played were like my top three, like on repeat on Spotify. I was like, this is great. I don't even know what I'm doing, but this is great. And I love it. And I love Robert, and like, let's do spinning forever. So
I love that.
Definitely. Well, motivated.
And I challenge everybody right now, if you're listening, I will definitely put this in the post going out, but we want to know what your favorite song is. Like, throw your favorite song in comments. Let us know. It'd be fun to like create like this massive master song list.
Right, definitely. Yes. Because I've been living under a rock and I have like no idea what the new music is, and mine is stale. I can't get it going anymore.
Yeah. It's time for a new playlist.
Yes.
2021 playlist. What's your favorite song? We want to hear about it.
Yeah. I used to build all of mine out going to fitness classes. I'd like hear a song and be like, oh, I need that. Remember next. And then come home and add to my Spotify playlist. But
yeah, because you're not going to classes. It's hard to like, you don't get, you kind of stay, I'll stay in these same playlists on Spotify that are already created and they're
right.
Great.
I know that I like them. They're good.
Yeah, but they're all similar. Like I have confident boost, mood boost, like, and they're all like, but I'm like, but these are all the same songs. Like, I need some variety. So like, I think this would be a fun challenge. What's your favorite song?
I'm here for it. I'll build it out.
Right. Want to hear it. So before I let you go, I always ask this one question, and I love making space for this, but is there anything else on your heart that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Ooh, that is definitely a loaded question. 2020 was a really challenging year for me personally and professionally. And I guess what's on my heart, it's heavy. But if I had any advice for like anyone in business or just in life, like what I've learned in 2020, it comes back to a little fish called Dory in Finding Nemo, and it just keeps swimming. Like life happens, seasons of life, like they'll change and you'll go through them. And you know, the things that you may have thought were permanent, or like maybe you got blindsided by an event, like sometimes things can seem really hard or ugly or challenging, but really all you can do is just pick up your pieces and just keep moving forward. And like what's ahead is brighter and better. And you just have to find the good in your life and keep meeting people that support you and grow you and challenge you. Just keep swimming.
That's awesome. That's great advice. Well, I really appreciate you being on, and thank you for just taking some time out of your busy day to do this. Where
I appreciate it.
Well, and where can people find you both? I know everybody, you know, go to Sweatnet and Sweatnet Charlotte, but do you have a personal Instagram or a personal email as well?
Oh, for sure. My personal Instagram is graceface847. I honestly don't have like a crazy amount of content on there, but if you want to see cute chubby pictures of my kid, you can go there. He definitely got my cheeks. He looks more like me than Tom, I would say. I might have cloned myself, and I'm a twin, so.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know that. Here's something I didn't know.
Fun fact, saving it up for the end. Or, yeah, if you like cute baby pics, Augie Roo Makes a Poo is my kid's Instagram. Tom manages that one. Very and, cool. Yeah, my email's just grace@sweatnet.com. If you ever want to sweat or you've got a good song, send it my way, especially now. It's like the closest thing I can do to like really get out of the house and find some normalcy. So happy to grab a coffee or a Zoom or just hopefully normalize things as we get back into a regular flow.
Yes. Well, thank you. I really appreciate your time today. And thank you so much for being on.
Heck yeah. No, thanks for having me. This
was
a blast.
Yeah, it was awesome.
What a perfect way to end my week.
Yes.
Thank you for joining me today. If you like the podcast, please like and share this with other women in your life. You can find out more about Sweatnet on sweatnet.com or follow them on Instagram at Sweatnet and Sweatnet Charlotte. You can follow me personally on Instagram at @itsealsmart. Stay tuned for the next episode of the Sweatnet Be Amazing podcast.